Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Sunday podcast. I'm your host, Mark Hart. Let's take a look at the fourth Sunday of Easter. Hey, when someone goes after you, when you feel persecuted, maybe someone takes a shot at you online because of something you share about your faith or your life, or I don't know, someone ends up in your feed and they're just kind of spewing venom, throwing shade, not a big fan. What's your response? Do you enjoy it? Do you say God bless you? Do you say a prayer for that person in total humility and sincerity? Oh, just, okay, Lord, that one hurt, but I'm just going to pray. I'm going to pray for that person. I'm going to pray that you bless them really, really, really hard, Lord. No, I'm just kidding. Do you pray for that person? Is that your first reaction? It's not typically mine because I'm not as holy as I need to be. And it hit me this week because when you read this first reading from Acts chapter 13, I'm talking about Paul and Barnabas, and here they are. They're trying to spread the gospel. And the tricky part for Paul is here he was a Jew, and he was hunting down Jews, right? And all of a sudden, he has this huge conversion. So now the Jews are not necessarily trusting, and the Gentiles don't know what to do with them. And when he and Barnabas find themselves in the situation today, you're going to hear that it says the Jews saw the crowds, this huge crowds, the whole city gathers together on the Sabbath. Sound familiar? Getting together on the Sabbath to worship. But such crowds to hear Paul and Barnabas that the Jews are filled with jealousy and with violent abuse contradicted what Paul said. So all of a sudden now he's trying to talk to the Gentiles. The Jews are saying, hey, this is not about the Gentiles. It's not for them. Paul's trying to say, yes, it is. Gospel's for everybody. I had this situation with the Lord. Let me tell you about it. So he's giving his personal witness, right? But they're persecuted and people are taking shots at them and they're upset, okay? And they incited the women of prominence who were worshipers and they stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas. And you're going to hear the very last word in the first reading. Pay really close attention to what it says. It says the disciples were filled with joy. Now see, that's where I know that I have a lot of work to do. Because if someone's going after me, if they're taking a shot at the good work that I'm trying to do, and they're needlessly trying to stir up people against me, and they're basically saying that I've got it all wrong, and that I'm full of it, and I'm this, and I'm that, and they're going to be coming after me at every stage of the game and trying to rile up more people to come after me, I don't think my first reaction is going to be joy. I don't think I'm going to be filled with the Holy Spirit and saying, oh, God bless them. Oh, that's so good. Oh, I just love that person. I'll be far from it. But that really is the challenge in this Easter season, is to remember that, you know what? We are his. We're God's. He's got this. We can't control whether or not someone's going to follow him or listen to us. All we can control is ourselves, what we share and how we share it. Okay. When you're posting online, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you can't force someone to worship God. You can't force someone to believe in God. You can't even force someone to view God in the way that you do. All you can do is control yourself and the way that you share about him, whether you share the message. And that's why in this second reading from Revelation, St. John is trying to remind us, look, okay, victory is ours. We know the final score. Jesus wins. God wins, okay? We might feel like we're losing the battle here and there, but he wins the war. Victory is already won. Victory is ours, okay? You cannot take this out of the Father's hand. That's what we actually hear in the gospel. Jesus says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. Who's them? It's you and me. It's his followers, it's his sons and daughters, his brothers and sisters. No one can take us out of God's hand except us. We're the ones that jump out of his hand through sin. And what Jesus is trying to remind us in the gospel, what St. John was trying to tell us in Revelation, is that victory is God's. He is the victor. He is the one who's victorious. As long as we're with him, we're going to win. Even if it feels like we're losing the battle, like it felt for Paul and Barnabas, they remembered this. And that's how they were filled with joy amidst persecution. They remembered the final score. God wins. And if you're on his team, you win too. God bless you.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.